podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So Saturday night, shout out to the guys at the Sphinx.
Mm.
They put us up. They had us for a lovely little evening from 6:30. You, Dave, Owen, and I rolled in there with Luke from Blackman's Brewery.
Yep.
And we had a bit of a shout going on of the K-Rock football Geelong Lager by Blackman's Brewery, because they've got it on tap there now.
Yes, so exciting. And we were giving away free samplers.
Yeah. It was, yeah,
the handles.
It was good. Very, very popular with good reason. So good on you if you were there. And if you weren't there, pop into the Sphinx and grab yourself a responsible beverage at a responsible hour, whatever that means to you.
I love the Sphinx, man. I haven't been there for like 20 years.
It's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, God, I've got to come back here and spend more time here.
Yeah. So that was really good. I really appreciate everybody there. And you were there for a bit and then you left and Davo and I hung around.
Yeah.
And Davo, Luke and I, we played pool, particularly Davo and I.
Yeah.
Can you believe that we got a bit competitive?
No, not at all.
It would surprise you to hear. I did win,
there
obviously.
It is.
Smashed it.
There it is. Didn't have to mention that at all, but that's good.
Contextually, it's important.
Yeah, it really is.
Just to sort of paint a picture of the night.
Yeah.
Someone had to win. Obviously, the Cats weren't going to do the job, so.
Oh, I know.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Anyway, we did have a couple of beverages while we were there, and we were spending some time with, you know, people that were trying the beer and wanting to know more about it and getting to know some of the people that were attending the Sphinx and having a great old time. There was one point in the evening, though, where we were all sitting around the table and doing cheerses, and we'd cheers, 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 and I was sitting right next to you, and out the corner of my eye, I just saw your beer, and so then swung around and went cheers to you as well.
Yeah.
What were you doing whilst I cheersed you?
I was drinking it.
So I essentially smashed you in the face.
Oh, no.
With your own beer. Like my pot went bang straight into your pot, which was already in your mouth. I was worried I'd cracked one of those beautiful big teeth.
No, bless you. You felt so bad.
I felt so bad.
You felt so bad. And it wasn't like, it was just, I just got a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then everyone was looking at me and then my body went shutting down.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, and then so I think you were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, it's fine, mate. It's fine. It's all good. We all made mistakes. Sometimes we cheers each other with glass in our face.
In the face.
It's, you know, it happens.
Seems unnecessary, doesn't it?
It does happen.
It was a misjudgment on my part. It was a wrong move. And I want to say I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I hadn't even had my first sip. It was, the glass was going up. And so you know when it's right near your teeth?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, okay, I've got a sore glass down, you know, so I can get liquid into
mouth.
And then, but it's clang. Bang.
And so it got your teeth.
Yeah. And then I thought, this is good.
This is going to be a good night.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
I can't believe that you are bringing up this debate because it breaks both of our brains and we're both so heavily on our sides, yet we cannot give facts that make the other person fall back and say, yeah.
All right, I concede.
Mm.
But also I'm not 100% sure that I'm right, because the question is a tough one. Are there more doors in the world or more wheels in the world? Yeah. I think it has to be wheels.
And I think it's doors.
Because if you think about, okay, let's go to the phones, because I feel like we might make the same arguments as some other people. So let's see what actual real people with real opinions who know things think about this instead of us just talking about it. Chris from Armstrong Creek, good morning, mate. What do you think, more doors or more wheels in the world?
There'd have to be more doors, wouldn't there? Because you've got houses with doors, you've got sheds with doors.
Yeah.
And then you've got the cars with doors.
Yep. That's my thinking, Chris.
Yeah.
Here's to doors, am I right?
Yeah, true to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a band called The Doors. The Wheels.
Yeah, that ended well, didn't it? So, all right, so I'm going to write one for doors.
One for doors.
Tony in Corio, morning, mate. Doors or wheels in the world? What are your thoughts?
Mate, I hate to have to agree with Loggy, but I'm going to on this one.
Tony!
You know, you got your cupboard doors, shower doors, They're going to absolutely chump the wheels, well and truly, mate.
Yeah, that
is a good point.
Something has come up in my mind to push for wheels, but I'm not going to give it to you. So if they can't come up with an argument for wheels,
you're about to flip flop?
No, I'm not flipping. I've just got something that you can say. Well, what about this? But I'm not going to give it to you.
It doesn't surprise me that now you know Tony's on your side. You want to change sides?
No, that's not true. Instinctive. That is. Two for doors
Doors. I've written that, yeah.
Michelle from Armstrong Creek, what is there more of in the world, doors or wheels?
It's got to be doors, guys, because if you think about the population of the world, right, everyone has got somewhere to live.
Allegedly.
Right? Well, yeah, so, sort of arguably, most.
Allegedly, yes, but they've got... They've all got doors in their house, multiple doors in their house.
Yes.
But when
not everybody on the planet owns a vehicle.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. Some people on the planet own lots of vehicles.
It's got to be doors, logistically. Buildings, houses, as well as the cars, factories,
Michelle,
shops, retail. It's got to be doors.
How many times have you driven through Corio? I mean, there are lots of people who own multiple cars. They might not go anywhere, but they certainly own... Lots of cars in the front yard. No, okay, I do.
So that's, what's that?
Three for doors.
Three for doors.
Could this be a clean sweep for more doors in the world than wheels? Azza from Hamlin Heights, what do you think, mate?
Well, I reckon tunnels basically cancel the whole equation out because you've got four doors on a car, you've got four wheels on a car, most of them.
Yeah.
So when you take that out of the equation, you're looking at office buildings that are, you know, 20 stories high.
Yeah.
How many doors are on each floor? So I've got to say, doors, hands down.
What about the fact that in a sliding door, you got to have little wheels?
No, they're not wheels. They're ball bearings. They're circles, Tom.
They're little wheels. What about...
I just want to say Nathan did message us.
Yeah.
And say, do Lego wheels count?
That's where I was going with it. Toy cars. How many toys are there in the world that have wheels?
They also have doors, though. Some are painted on. Does that count?
Nah. Painted on. Just check. Azza, does a painted on door on a toy car count?
Nope.
No? Okay.
He said yes.
I didn't hear that. I heard no.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Good. We at the moment are talking about whether there are more wheels or more doors in the world. We've just done a run of four callers in a row that have agreed there are more doors.
Yes.
Off air, I was talking to Tony from Corio. He's like, I really wanted to side with you, mate, but I just can't do it. He goes, what about all the hotels? And I said, what about all the trolleys that bring the room service to the people in those hotels? They've all got four wheels.
That's another good point, mate. Let's see what Xavier from Geelong has to say. Xavier, good morning. Are you a doors fan or a wheel fan? And what does the earth have more of?
I'm actually originally thought it was more definitive to be doors, but when I drive around and look around, you've got all the cars, caravans, you've got all the bicycles.
Yep.
Every children's bicycle usually has four wheels. You've got training wheels on them. You've got all your barbecue wheels, your trolley jacks, your trailers. So I'm a bit 50-50 on this one, to be honest, guys.
Yeah. Okay. See, and you're our like
voice
journalist
of reason. Yeah.
Out in the world as well with your eyes.
Yeah.
Because right now I can only see a door. There's no wheels in this shoe.
Oh, is there not?
Oh.
I'm on every stool that we sit.
Yeah, true.
How many stools are there in this
studio?
Nah, there's four,
let's not
five
count.
Stools in this studio.
Yeah, okay. They've all
one,
got...
Two, three, four, five, six. Five wheels.
Five wheels.
So that's 25.
But you look at every push bike has two wheels, no doors. So the volume of push bikes and huge bikes around the world.
Yeah.
There was wheels of, scooters, all those sort of mobile vehicles. They definitely outweigh doors in that aspect.
But what about all the hotels, all the apartments, or, all of that?
There's not as many.
So many.
Thank you, Xavier. You have trumped all previous callers in both looks and intelligence. So I appreciate that. So I got a message from Tenno, our fog correspondent.
Nice.
And he appears to have looked something up because it says this may be a ChatGPT thing, but he says, while the debate remains subjective and depends on definitions, arguments generally lean towards there being more wheels in the world. The sheer volume of industrial, toy and transport wheels, often exceeding 4 per vehicle when considering extras or machinery, surpasses the number of structural whatever.
Yeah. Well, we did have anonymous call up as well.
Yeah.
And she said, I cannot say on the phone, but I want you to think about cogs and watches.
Yes, exactly.
But I would say they're not wheels.
Well,
what defines a wheel?
The wheel of time turns.
The wheel of time. Like sands through the hourglass of a door.
Shana messaged me and said, Lego wheels. Which are wheels? Lego wheels. Billions of them, right? And so I Googled.
Yeah, well, we can just say that, yeah. How many?
Estimates range between 306 million and over 381 million Lego wheels produced every year.
Oh, I was going to say there's way more than that, but yeah, every, okay.
You reckon they're making that many new doors every year?
There's 40 to 80 billion doors in the world.
Yeah, but how long is it going
to
take you?
40 to 80, that's billion with a B. Residential commercial vehicle doors frequently outnumbering the global human population. I think because we've just thrown around numbers that it all seems, yes.
What was the numbers? Because I've just Googled how many wheels are there.
Okay, so, go on. No, okay. You give me yours.
No, you've already given me yours. Don't make me go back to the tape.
Go on.
Takes too long. All right. Around 37 to 38 billion or even up to 93 billion. So,
it's funny how you've got, hang on. That's
what it says. So okay. I'd say 93 billion.
Okay, well, there's 40 to 80 billion doors yeah, and so that is a better number than 32, possibly 90.
No, 90, I think, so we'll go with the highest of all of them. Wheels for the win. Jeez, the wheel did turn. It didn't look like we were going to win, but the wheel turned and we won again.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.